The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is Wicked Roadie, a wicked good podcast about Rhode Island events and life. Hey everybody, how's it going? My name's Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro. Thank you so much for joining us on the Wicked Roadie podcast, the podcast that is voted best of Rhode Island's podcast, or the best podcast in the state of Rhode Island.
That's right.
As voted on by the viewers, the readers. Well, I guess they view the magazine. You know, the readers of the magazine, the Rhode Island Monthly there.
That's right.
So, shout out to all the wonderful people over there at Rhode Island Monthly. It's hard to believe. We're a little more than a month away right now. We're going to start voting again.
Are you serious?
On Best Of. Yeah, it's April.
Oh,
we got to vote
gosh.
For Best Of.
How is this even possible? I mean, I get it because it's been the shortest month of the year, so I guess that's why everything's flown by so quickly. But man, it caught me off guard.
It really has. And, you know, we're cruising right in this weekend. We are into March. And what's that? In Like a Lion, Out Like a Lamb, or is that April?
I think that's March. Yeah, that is March.
Yeah.
But in Rhode Island, it feels more like April. That's the problem, is that you never know, like, is it going to snow in April or is it going to be sunshine and flowers?
Right, right. And knock on wood, we have done okay so far this year.
Correct. Yes.
Now, I say this on the on the day we're recording, on the 27th of February, mm-hmm. This comes out the 28th, there is a little bit of snow coming to us, but only a couple inches. So we've been lucky on that sense. And I feel like that's better for everybody. I mean, all the towns and cities that are having to dip into like wicked overtime expenses
mm-hmm.
for snow removal. And even though there has been some delays and stuff school-wide, it just makes it a lot easier in the summer, especially for people who are making plans. Because right now, this is the time where a lot of folks are looking at those summer camps.
Exactly. Which are not cheap. Those are not cheap.
No, they're not. And, you know, depending on, you know, where you're going to send your child, now you start making the decision, what are we going to do in a few months? Because before you know it, it's going to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always the tough thing is I can remember back a couple years ago, we had so many snow days that people were missing weeks of camp. Summer camp that they had already paid for, and you can't get a refund on some of that stuff. I mean, they got to pay the staff, and it's tough. So I realize that a lot of that, all you can do is just, you know, you just deal with the weather. You just deal with the situation as it presents itself.
Mm-hmm.
But nevertheless, we're here with you. What's going on in Larson world?
You know, we're just gearing up for spring. With all this recent wind talking about weather, my kids have been talking about getting kites. So we've been planning on kites. And I personally, I've been starting to think about what flowers I'm going to plant. So I'm just all about the outdoors. This winter has been a wash for me. I'm a winter lover. And with the lack of snow, I'm ready for spring. So I'm starting to kind of make all those plans. And, you know, Ben, I've been very open that I have a brown thumb. So I'm starting to go to the library so that I can be educated, so that I don't kill my plants this year.
Well, that's very smart of you, and I'm sure the plant population on the whole appreciates your efforts there.
And how about you? What's been new with you, my friend?
We've just been, you know, getting used to having a little guy in the house. You know, we've been going through with the foster care thing, so we're very excited about that.
Yes.
I am starting on Cat Country for a couple months. I'll be filling in for Amanda as she goes out on maternity leave. So we're doing that.
So what time can people listen to you?
You can wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning and I will have already been up for 2.5 hours. An hour and a half. Yeah, an hour and a half. I don't want people to think I'm insane here. Well, I am, but, 5 to 9 and I'll be, co-hosting with Brian Mulhern. And, you know, we're coming into this, if you were ever going to do country radio, this is the time to do it because now is when you start hearing about all the concerts that are coming up. The springtime mm-hmm. is a huge time for all those country shows, obviously leading right into summer. And we got a lot of great shows coming up. I was just looking at the calendar before I left the studio this morning. It's going to be a great summer for country music and just live music in general. Of course, over at Bold Point Park, you can always, there's a lot of great shows over there. That's just an up and coming venue right there. And, you know, this is, and we're starting to come into festival season. So folks, if you're out there and you want to get on the radar here, make sure you're sending us the information so we can include it in future upcoming episodes. And throughout the month of March, Mary, you and I are going to be taking a ride over. Well, I'll be combing overseas. You'll be just going down the road to Float over in right by the airport. Float
Yeah,
in
Warwick. Yep.
We're going to be checking out some of the things they do over there, the flotation therapy and the they've got massage and Reiki. They've got workout studio. They've got all sorts of great stuff over there. So we'll be experiencing that and bringing that to you. Plus, we'll have opportunities for you to win. How about that?
You can win.
But you can't win if you don't listen. It's like the old Ray Charles, may he rest in peace. Can't win if you don't play. Can't win if you don't listen.
Amen.
Here to the Wicked Roadie Podcast. So if you tuned in while you're on the road, working, getting errands done, or just maybe, hey, maybe you're doing something adultish and just like, you know, getting yourself a new stove and dryer like we did this week.
You're so adult. I love
adulting
it.
Adulting happens from time to time. If you hear something that piques your interest, you can find all the links and info on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com. Oh, Mary, what do we have for our wicked interesting pick of the week?
Well, this came across my screen and it piqued my interest for a couple of reasons. For those of you who don't know, Ben actually is on another podcast that he produces, and it's all about LinkedIn.
I'm slowly catching up to the Larson, like, marathon. You guys producing 17 or 20 different. I think you guys produce, what, 26.2 podcasts a week?
At least, yeah.
It feels like it, but.
It does. Well, your podcast is called Leveraging the Link, and it's all about LinkedIn. And I thought that this would be perfect. There's actually free LinkedIn photos from the Career Lab taking place. It's hosted at Brown University in their Career Lab, which is right on Angel Street. And they have a professional photographer that you can go and have a professional headshot specially for LinkedIn taken. And Ben, why is it important to have a professional headshot on LinkedIn?
LinkedIn right now, and this is the whole reason why I started this podcast, LinkedIn is just exploding with growth, and it is no longer the digital resume. Okay, back in the day, we thought it was a digital resume, and you went there if you were looking for a new job or if you were out of a job, and if you were currently in a position somewhere, you hoped your boss didn't find you on there, be like, oh, gee, what are you thinking? Now it's a networking site. It's really a place where you can learn. It's where the like decision makers of top Fortune 500 companies are hanging out, spending their spare time, grabbing awesome content, incredible ways to improve what they do. The headshot, the profile picture, is your first impression, your first foray. And for Brown University, which is very intelligent to offer this through their career center, this is brilliant because as you're going through, companies will, or individuals, if they want to work with you, if they have an opportunity they want to offer you, that you never get the second chance to make the first impression. That's so true. And there's a lot of other things you have to do, believe me. The photo is one step, but sometimes it's the toughest step, and to have a professional photographer there, that's awesome. So where is Brown University's Career Lab?
It's right on Angel Street in Providence.
Oh, okay. Yep. Right there. Mm-hmm. Boom. So while you're up there, you can go grab a piece of pizza or hit up one of the crazy shops there on Thayer Street.
Yeah,
right?
That's right.
It's right nearby, right?
That's right.
All right. I like that. So that's and that's happening Friday.
Mm-hmm, correct. Yes. Perfect, and it's during the work day, but it's also kind of around lunchtime. So if you are going to be working on Friday, it is 11 to 3. So if you can sneak out and make it worth your time, I totally suggest checking it out.
Make an investment in your future.
Amen.
There you go. So that's the Wicked Interesting Pick of the Week, ladies and gentlemen. Now, here's the Wicked Fun in the 401.
So we've been talking about spring a little bit, even though it might be snowing this weekend, which I'll be down with, but most people aren't. Most of you are feeling the spring vibes. And so Recycle a Bike is having their early bird bike sale. This is taking place Saturday from 10 to 3 right at Recycle a Bike, which is on Westminster Street in Providence. So you can get a jump on spring, get a new bike, and support a great cause. You can get refurbished bikes, project bicycles, even bike parts if you're someone who wants to maybe, you know, jazz up your bike, or if maybe you're planning on building a bike yourself. And Recycle a Bike's a pretty neat organization. Have you ever worked with them at all, Ben?
I have not. I've never, but to be candid, I've never heard of them. And the only things I've ever done to accessorize a bike is take a baseball card and a clothespin to make it sound
Yeah, that's old, like old school. I like that. So basically, they teach people how to build and fix up bikes without any experience necessary. They offer classes for kids and adults. And then what they actually do is they like give these bikes away as modes of transportation who need it. So
Perfect.
You get to learn in the process. You get to either build a bike for, you know, learn how to do it for yourself, but really through the program, you're building bikes for people who really need it in the process.
Wow, that's awesome. And where is that happening?
Westminster Street, where their main location is on Saturday.
Okay, cool. Awesome. Well, hey, here's something. You know, I was toying with, should this be in Wicked Romantic? But, you know, I don't want to make... You can only go so far with creating a spark, okay? And we here at Wicked Roadie will not be responsible for creating a spark that actually ignites a flame, that like a legit flame. But there is a really cool opportunity. Have you ever seen those square candles, Mary, or those candles that are kind of like half see-through-ish, but they're kind of frosty and foggy? You want to make one of those.
You know, well, I'm down for all the arts and crafts things.
This is right up your alley. The Beach House right in Bristol on Friday night from 7 to 9:30 p.m. are having a candle night, sea glass, and seashells. So you're going to learn how to layer wax to fill a mold in your personal style using shells and sea glass. And you'll be doing the release of the candle from the mold for the reveal of your masterpiece. Of course, they'll have some various fragrances for you to choose from. Beautiful scents and creativity will be filling the air, and it's a lot better than Yankee Candle. So there you go. You make it yourself. You'll have plenty of time to drink and eat while creating these candles, and as they, you know, as they solidify, as they congeal.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a word, I don't know. You people in the candle, you candleologists. Candleologists, you guys, so you can learn to create two candles using their mold, the method, and a glass container. It's only $35. So, I mean, that's a fun night
that
to
is.
Check out. And it's a little different. So these guys are like, they usually do the wine and paint thing. This is a different thing. So if you've painted enough artwork to fill up your house, your neighbor's house, now start creating candles.
I like it.
And you can maybe take one of the candles outside and burn one of the pieces of art. And then you have a whole nother, you know, whole nother fun fest as the fire department comes and visits and says you can't do an open burn. But, you know.
Says the fire.
What? I'm sorry. What was that? About a fashion show? What else is going on?
All right. Friday night from 8 to midnight. If you are in the mood to shake your groove thing, but to swing. I want you to check out the Zoot Suit Ball. This is the annual event that happens through the Brown Spring Swing Club, and this is a free event. So if want to learn how to swing, you want to learn how to swing dance, you can get there at 8 p.m. They're going to have a beginner lesson, or if you're someone who used to swing dance and you want to freshen up, that's a great time. And then after the lesson, the dance floors are going to be open the entire night for the social dancing with live music by the Compact Big Band. It's one of the best big bands in New England. Love this event.
I like
used
the name.
To go to it. The Compact Big Band or the Zoot Suit Ball?
Yes. No, both. Well, I mean, Zoot Suit Ball. It's just fun to say Zoot Suit.
Amen.
But the Compact Big Band.
Mm-hmm.
So do they fit in like a hatchback or something, or what's the deal?
That is a good question. I have no idea how they got their name. But yeah, it's, you know, I will tell you, when I first heard about this event, I thought it was going to be all Brown students. I thought it was all going to be young. And it really is open to the entire community. So you are going to see people there of all adult ages, you know, university age and up. So I highly recommend that you check this event out if you're looking for something different on Friday night.
Awesome. That sounds like a wicked awesome time. And, you know, Compact Big Band is something like Jumbo Shrimp and Baby Grand Piano. Just one of those words is like, okay, very
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
Mary, if you ever had the chance or wanted to sing the national anthem at McCoy Stadium for the Pawtucket Red Sox, because there's still two seasons left here at McCoy Stadium, this Sunday from noon to 4 p.m., you can register to audition right at the Warwick Mall. It is the Oh Say Can You Sing, hosted by yours truly. The Pawtucket Red Sox are once again offering fans a special opportunity to sing the national anthem prior to a Paw Sox game during the 2019 season. So you can come down, and you don't have to sing the Star Spangled Banner, but you can. So you can sing, you know, maybe God Bless America, America the Beautiful, Take Me Out to the Ball Game. I am not going to restrict you from singing something from Madonna, but yeah, if you feel that way, you go right ahead.
Yeah,
Nick Coit, who is the sports director over at ABC6, will be one of the judges. Brian Mulhern of Cat Country, one of my co-hosts for the next 12 and a half weeks. And professional singer Lexi Lani, who is a winner of New England's Got Talent. And she's actually sang a number of times at the Paw Sox. They will be your judges. They'll be providing feedback. There are 70 games this year. 70, 7-0, and it all starts on Thursday, April 11th. Of course, that's going to be a fun game because your husband's boy there, Tim Tebow, is expected to be in the lineup that night.
No way!
So we are very excited. We had him as a Patriot. Now he's going to be he's not playing for the Paw Sox.
No.
He's playing for the Syracuse Mets. So you know it's.
Still very exciting.
It's an exciting time. So there you have it. But the auditions are Sunday, March 3rd. Check it out. Go online so you can register, so you get your time slot and everything. It's going to be a wonderful time. So, you don't want to miss it. And this is open not only for individuals, it is open for groups as well, bands, musicians, performers, what have you.
Very cool. Very cool. We've got two wicked family-friendly picks of the week. The first one that's up is Barrington Books in Barrington is going to be having a very special guest coming on in. The Cat in the Hat is going to be making an appearance for the Read Across America event. So there's going to be story times, activities, all sorts of things taking place. That is Saturday from 11 till noon, so perfect timing for your little kids who are Cat in the Hat fans. But it's just a different way. You know, they have story times a lot at Barrington Books, both the one in Barrington and in Cranston, but sure. To have the Cat in the Hat there, that's going to be extra special.
Well, the Cat in the Hat, he is the he's kind of in charge of that whole thing.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We're up on his birthday, right? Dr. Seuss's birthday, isn't that?
I had no idea.
Yeah, I believe it's if memory serves correctly, I think it's like March 5th or something like that.
How do you know Dr. Seuss's birthday?
I booked Nick, Ron, and Pete's Reading Week appearances for 15 years, okay? I am very familiar with all things having to do reading and, you know, reading on special days. So I'm just saying, okay?
I won't question you. You're going to be great in Trivia Pursuit, yeah.
Yes. What's something random that you never need to know in an emergency situation? Ben knows it. Hey, this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday over at the Rhode Island Convention Center, it is the Rhode Island RV and Camping Show. Mary, I would not typically have any interest or, you know, really just kind of be like, it's camping, you know, a bunch of trailers, RVs. But after this past fall, where my wife and I went out to Washington State and mm-hmm. rented an RV and drove through a couple states and up and down Mount Rainier twice, you have got to check out some of these machines that are out there, folks. These things are awesome. And this is a really cool way to experience New England, mm-hmm. Southern New England, or the rest of the country is by doing it RV style. And you go there and you're going to see how some of these RVs operate, different sizes, the price ranges, everything. It's wonderful. It's over at the Rhode Island Convention Center. It's an easy event to get into. Of course, it's a family-friendly event because you know, you get to see how the kids will react to it, too.
Yeah.
And if you're doing a long road trip, think about it this way. You can either pile the kids in an SUV where they have to sit restrained in one seat, or you can be in an RV, a little bit more space to move around. The children aren't, you know, so close that they're touching each other and you're in my space and, you know, your leg is touching my leg. None of that. and you have your bathroom and kitchen with you the entire time you're traveling. Isn't
amazing.
That wonderful?
It's
a beautiful thing. Just pull over to the side of the road and poop if you have to. But that's the options that are there. You can check that out. It's happening all this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Rhode Island Convention Show. It's the Rhode Island Convention Center. Take that again, Ben. The Rhode Island Convention Center. I speak professionally, ladies and gentlemen. I promise. The Rhode Island RV and Camping Show. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Wicket Roadie is proud to partner with the United Way of Rhode Island, helping to spread the word about wonderful opportunities for you, your family, your friends, great opportunities where you can volunteer in and around the state of Rhode Island. Our first opportunity comes to us via North Kingstown, Rhode Island, Smith's Castle, which is a 1678 house museum, and they need docents. What's a docent? I'm glad you asked. Those are the people who conduct the tours, and they're also the greeters. They welcome visitors. They accept the payments. The commitment is 2 4-hour shifts per month. Not per week, per month, May through October. So they're starting to get ready to ramp up for the summer season into spring, summer, fall. And they'll have some trainings beginning on Tuesday, March 26th from 3 to 5 p.m. So you can learn more about it. Learn about the Smith Castle. Again, 1678. That's a really old castle.
It is. It's gorgeous. It's a gorgeous building. I've been there for weddings before. It's one of my favorite spots in North Kingstown.
Well, there you go. So you can check that out. Again, they need just some volunteers. 2 shifts a month. If you're looking for something fun to do, different, break out of the norm, go check out the Smith's Castle. Mary.
That's right. Federal Hill House in Providence is recruiting for the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, which they like to call VITA program. So VITA offers free tax help to people with low to moderate incomes, seniors, individuals with disabilities, and people with limited English proficiency. So the roles that they need people just to be greeters. Are you friendly? Are you nice? Perfect. Nice. They need interpreters, tax preparers. Now, they do offer very flexible hours. There is free training provided, so this is just a great thing that they need, especially this time of year.
That's great. So you can learn all about these opportunities by heading over to our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com, and to learn more about the United Way, Rhode Island, or if you're in need of assistance, visit their website or simply dial 211 and get connected to the help you need. It's like we timed this perfectly, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, just really, we have the most amazing band in all of podcast land. And as we said at the beginning, everything we talked about today can be found on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com. But we are not giving you the secrets to our band. They're our band, not yours.
That's right.
We're very protective.
You can find us on Facebook and Instagram. And as always, if you're at any of the events that we talked about, please share the word. Let them know you heard about it through Wicked Roadie. And for fun, if you want to screenshot your phone while you're listening to the podcast, put that up in an Instagram story and tag us, or tag us at any of the events that you go to. It helps spread awareness about the Wicked Roadie podcast.
Mary, what's that hashtag?
Hashtag Wicked Roadie.
Oh, it doesn't get any easier than that. If you're looking for a way to get your message directly into the ears of our listeners, you can just email us, wickedroadiepodcast@gmail.com, or reach out to us on Facebook through the Messenger. We'd love to chat with you.
Until next time, folks, my name's Mary Larson.
And I'm the ever-losing sleep Ben DeCastro.
You're not going to sleep for 6 years. Welcome to the club.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to that.
And you've been listening to Wicked Roadie. We'll have more for you next Thursday.
Somebody bring me coffee.
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.